We pray at this Mass as well for all of those traveling for spring break, including Sylvia, our music director, that they have a restful time. So we pray for them at this Mass as well. Speaking of traveling, this week I was found myself in Dallas Fort Worth Airport, and at the time that night they had a horrible thunderstorm, so about 75% of the flights were canceled. And there was literally, I'm not exaggerating, going from the the front of the line to the back of the line took me about 7 minutes. All these people trying to get new tickets because all their flights were canceled, right? So the whole time I'm walking to the back of the line, I was just like, Lord, I know it's Lent, but please make this stop. Please. This is not what I want today. So I get to the back of the line, and I spent about 8 hours in different lines that night, something like that. And as I'm in this line waiting, behind me is a group of guys, and they're not happy. And if you were going to record the conversation, it would go, dee, and blah, 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 dee, dee, you know. I mean, it was not pretty. Lots of four-letter words. And so in front of me, though, in this line, as I'm sitting there, is a single mother with a two-year-old. And so her two-year-old needs to go potty. But if she gets out of line, she's going to lose her place. And so she turns around and she says, sir, will you hold my place in line? I said, absolutely. And so she goes and she comes back and she tells her, honey, let's see the positive in this situation. This is an opportunity for us to see the positive. And I wasn't eavesdropping, but I was kind of eavesdropping. And I was thinking to myself, look at the difference between these groups of people. So behind me, I've got these people that are just livid at this situation. And granted, we're all tired and irritated. My luggage got lost. I mean, this is life, right? On the other hand, you have a single mother in front of me who's like, you know what? It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. But this begs the question, and this is why I'm sharing this with you. How do we, as human beings, have mental health? In other words, how do we choose a healthy thinking? Do you know that 1 in 4 Americans struggles with mental illness, mental challenges? But 100% of the people we meet have something that they're struggling with internally. And as we often say here, just because we're married to somebody does not mean we know what they're struggling with. When we talk about mental health, what are we talking about? We're talking about the way we think, feel, act, and interact with others, the way we handle stress, and actually the way we see ourselves. And there's plenty of people that are religious, but they have no mental health. Think about Jim Jones. Those of you that are old enough, you remember 1978 when Jim Jones led 900 people to their death. The people that knew Jim Jones would say he was in every way religious, clearly a psychopath. In the church, we have people that are religious, and in every faith, there's people that are religious, but they have no mental health. You scratch beneath the surface, and there's layers of dysfunction. But on the outside, they look great. Right? And then there's people that have mental health and spiritual health, or mental health and physical health, but they have no spiritual health. The problem with that, there are some questions that only God can answer. So in other words, they hit a glass ceiling. For us as Catholics, if we look at the lives of the saints, for instance, we're trying to have both mental health and spiritual health. Imagine two lungs that are breathing together. That's what we're going for. Because people can be religious, but have no mental health. In other words, they're not going to be happy. And this is bigger than just us, folks. This is bigger than just us. This impacts everybody around us. We owe it to them and to ourselves to be happy with our thinking. You know, all throughout the Gospels, Jesus is dealing with people that lack mental health. In the Gospels, for instance, he's talking about to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He said, look, you guys look great on the outside. You're dotting the I's and crossing the T's. But inside, okay, you're crazy. I'm poco loco. Right? That's Father Ben's translation, okay? But that's it. Like, he's like, your thinking is all wrong. But from the outside, you look great. So for us, what we're trying to do is have both. Let me ask you a question. What is a stigma? If somebody asked you, what does that word stigma mean? You know what that means? It's usually when somebody is born with something that they're ashamed of. They're born with something that they're ashamed of. It happens a lot with people that struggle with mental illness. The problem with that is when somebody has a stigma, they're far less likely to ask for help. Why would that be? I just said it. Because they're ashamed. They're ashamed. We each have times, brothers and sisters, where we need to get the help of other people. All of us. We have to think about how we're thinking, because that will guide our actions, and our actions will guide whether or not we're happy and those around us. You know, in 1865, in this country, as we were drawing to a close the Civil War, in England, author Lewis Carroll wrote a book. Does anybody know what Lewis Carroll wrote? Alice in Wonderland. You remember reading that in grade school? I think I was in sixth grade. So if you kind of go back, you remember Alice in Wonderland. Alice follows this rabbit down a rabbit hole. She falls down this rabbit hole, right? And that's where we get the term going down a what? Rabbit hole. You ever do that with your thinking? One of the problems when people go down a rabbit hole of thinking, they will not listen to other people. The other people are trying to get through them, but they're so myopic. This can happen in business. Imagine a corporate boardroom where everybody's saying, yes, men. This can happen in our families. It can happen in churches. They go down a rabbit hole. They can't see anything. But what we're trying to do, good thinking, means we step back from all of that and see the bigger picture. Because we realize God is going to work it out. That's where God comes into mental health. Right? Amen? We need them both, folks. You know, if you permit me, I just want to give you three things that priests see all the time when it comes to counseling. Three big problems when it comes to counseling that priests see all the time. Number one. People see going to a counselor as a sign of weakness. They see going to a counselor as a sign of weakness. What's the irony in that? It's literally the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite. Because going to a counselor is actually a sign of strength. You know what that means? It means I don't have all the answers. I've gone to a counselor, and I can tell you it was awesome. It's great. It's a breath of fresh air. Number two, if especially with marriage counseling, what we often see is this. It's like, yeah, Father, you know what? My spouse says we got to go to counseling, so let's get this over with. Well, that's going to be productive, right? He or she has already decided before they walk in the room, let's just check this box so we can go back to normal. Good luck with that. Or we get this. You know, Father, we went to a counselor and this person didn't know what they were talking about, so we stopped going. Let me ask you a question. Perhaps you guys can help me with this. Are there bad priests in the world, yes or no? Are there bad plumbers in the world, yes or no? Are there bad attorneys in the world, yes or no? Are there bad doctors and nurses in the world, yes or no? Are there bad construction workers in the world, yes or no? Are there bad counselors in the world, yes or no? Yeah. But we don't throw the baby out with the what? But often people have pre-decided how the outcome is going to go before they even walk in the door, i.e., so it goes. This is why we need both spiritual and mental health working together, like two lungs bringing us happiness with the Holy Spirit working in there, right? That's why Jesus says that the Holy Spirit is like a breath of fresh air. After the resurrection, he appears to the apostles and he breathed on them. Said, receive the Holy Spirit, right? So I'll close with this. You know, the other day I had 15 minutes of free time. And I was like, gosh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I spent like 10 minutes thinking about what I was going to do. And so I thought, you know, I sat out and outside is a beautiful day, and I was watching YouTube videos on how to make croissants. So I'm sitting there and I'm watching video. 3 hours later, literally 3 hours later, missed my appointment. Okay, I just went down a rabbit hole of YouTube videos. I don't know if anybody here's ever done that, right? You ever do that with your thinking? This happens a lot when people lay down at night. Sometimes you lay down at night and your brain gets into overdrive, right? And you look over and your spouse is like, right? And the whole time we're going down this mental rabbit hole. And you can sum up the way we're thinking in two words. What if? What if this happens? What if that happens? What if that happens? What if this happens? 99% of which will not happen, and 99% of which we cannot control anyway. But we go down the mental rabbit hole, like YouTube videos or Alice. So we have to step back, and this is where good mental health comes into play, and good spiritual health. You know, a study came out today, or this week, from USA Today. You know what it said, gentlemen? Brothers, this study came out today, or this week, and it said that women are twice as likely than men to have good friends to help them when they go through mental struggles. They're twice as likely. Brothers, this is why in this parish we have three counselors that can meet with people at no charge. We have three groups, gentlemen, to help men with other men. To form friendships. One of the biggest problems with mental health today is not that people don't agree that it's important. They agree, but you know what happens? They phone it in. They hit a rut. They've been doing the same thing for so long that they're not pushing themselves, right? We can't grow that way, brothers and sisters. We cannot grow that way. We need both spiritual and mental health to be happy.